My friends, there are a million reasons why not, but there's one great reason why, which is you've just got to persevere, no matter what it is. It's just the way it is. It's hard being an entrepreneur. It's hard building a business. Everybody thinks it's so easy, that there's an entitlement. There's a disaster. There is an insane generation of 18 to 25 year olds right now that think they're entitled to having a business because they saw the Social Network movie and everybody's decided if you're a kid and you know what tech is, because you used Instagram early on, you're entitled to actually build a business. Building a business is hard. And you know what makes it really hard? Everything that happens every day of every moment. So, you can pick time, you can pick money as the one or two things that you think stop you from winning your game, but the truth is, there's a million reasons. 99% of businesses go out of business for a reason, and that reason is, it's hard. And so, if you're watching this show, I've got a sense of who you are, and you need to start creating layers and layers and layers and layers of skin to be able to get through, because the glamour of being an entrepreneur, the goodness, you know, you get very confused by my optimism, because it's my optimism. I can't help it. It's just how I roll. It's probably one of the variable 1% reasons why I'm successful. But please, don't get it twisted. This is hard. Every day is hard. And if you don't have the stomach to weather the storm, you will not be successful. I will never make an excuse. Everything that's a problem with me, everything I don't achieve, everything that's a problem at VaynerMedia, and everything is my fault. And I succumb to that, and I respect that, and I actually think that's the way it should be. And so, no excuses, my friends. How do you get money to do what you love? You don't, right? I lost a shitload of money when I started doing what I loved. What you do is you position yourself to succeed. So for example, if you're doing something else and you want to do this thing you love, you do it after hours. You work 9 to 6, you get home, you kiss the dog, and you go to town. Right? I mean, you start building your equity and your brand and whatever you're trying to accomplish after hours. Everybody has time. Stop watching Lost. So, you know what I mean? I mean, if you want this, if you want bling bling, if you want to buy the jets, if you want to do work, that's how you get it. I'm a humongous believer that ideas are shit and that execution's the game, right? We've all got ideas. Everybody's got ideas. Do you mean ideas we all have here? We could probably sit here for the next 2 hours, draw them all out, record them, and predict the next 78 great startups over the next 9 years. And? So I think the thing that is another theme in entrepreneurship is there is way too much fodder brought to the idea. Uber was Magic Cab 3 years earlier. Uber is not an idea. Uber existed. It's called Magic Cab. But the guys that executed it sucked. So they lost. So I think, you know, if there's any level of romance left in this room about your idea, I'd like to suffocate it. Because I think the actual situation is what you actually do with it. I think there's massive confusion around entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship sucks. I mean, it's lonely. It's high risk. I mean, I can't live without it, but it's like a bad boyfriend, right? Or girlfriend, right? Like it's, there's a ton of bad days being an entrepreneur. Not to mention 98% of entrepreneurial ventures are gonna fail. And you know, for me, I don't, you know, I think this is a very personal question. I think it's how you're wired. I'm so all in entrepreneur, I prefer the pain. I think one of the reasons I love the Jets so much is because they bring me so much pain. You know, I love the climb. To me, the setback is exciting. I love when something goes wrong. It's where I shine the most. You need to bet on your strengths and don't give a fuck about what you suck at. Way too many people in this room are gonna spend the next 30, 40 years of their lives trying to check the boxes of the things that they're not as good at, and that you're gonna waste a fuck load of time and lose. I highly recommend auditing yourself, or if you have no fucking empathy or EQ or self-awareness, then find somebody in your family or friendship that does and let them tell you who you are. And once you believe that, either for yourself or someone else told you, go directly all chips all into that, because that is the only possible way.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
In my opinion, watching from the outside, that is a very highly likely way of over-indexing. Because the truth is, if you want to be an anomaly, you've got to act like one. I delegate everything that I think is not the single most important things in the world, and then I micromanage the things that I think are the most important things in the world. Luckily for me, hence why I've been able to big companies, I don't think most things matter. So I don't think I'm any different than anybody else. I actually think everybody is a delegator and a micromanager. I just think that my radar of what's important is different. That's the guys. That's it right there. I'm just like you. We're all the same. We all delegate. We all micromanage. The difference is I don't think most things matter. And what do I mean by that? Most things don't matter. That's what it means. I don't think lighting matters as much as D-Rock. Like, I just don't think things matter. Like, I don't think, like, one client that's going to put us out of it. Like, I don't think one employee is going to kill our atmosphere. I don't think a lot of things matter. I don't think, a misspelling in a deck is something that really matters to a lot of people in my company. It just doesn't matter to me. I just don't think so. Guys, I don't think we're going to lose a count because we put the I before the E. I don't think not wearing shoes in an establishment is, you know, the biggest thing in the world. Clearly, if you've watched Daily V1, some people do. And guess what? I do not judge. Do not judge. Everybody's allowed to do their thing. It's just like parenting. I will never spew my parenting. I talk about it, but it's very holistic. Like, this is what I do, not what I'm telling you to do. This is me. But so ultimately, I think that I'm both. Like, everybody in the world, I just think that I deem what's most important at a very, very high level. The ability to adjust is the entire game. Like, I'm so proud that I change my mind every day. My dad used to get so pissed when I was building Wine Library. He would always be like, he would say, like, 3 months ago you said Ricky was gonna be the best employee. I'm like, I changed my mind, he fire him. Or he's like, you said sparkling wine was important, now you just eliminated it from the key spot. I'm like, I changed my mind. Like, my ability to only be comfortable in massive chaos has been my biggest asset as an entrepreneur. Like, I would never take a f***ing note. Like, that scares the piss out of me what these three people are doing right now, right? And so, now, that may work for them, and I'm not, back to the opening statement, like, you need to do you. Like, plenty of people that make a f***load more money than me and have won bigger take f***ing notes. The key is way too many people are doing, here's a good one. You know what really pissed me the f*** off? I'm completely driven by happiness and I'm crippled by chaos. VaynerMedia is completely dictated by, I'm a dictator of HR. All I care about is the atmosphere. All I care about is how people roll. I think I fired the four most talented, smartest people that have worked for me, because if you don't know how to play with the other boys and girls, you're out, because I suffocate under, conflict and negativity, and nobody's better than me, so you gotta go. So what really pissed me off in tech world was when Steve Jobs' book came out, when he was dying, when it was all about Steve 3 or 4 years ago, I literally watched a lot of my tech startup friends start being like a dick to their staff. Because Jobs was tough, everybody fell into the romance of I have this big vision and I'm gonna be a dick like Steve, right? And I thought that was really interesting for me to watch that half decade of literally watching people I know and then watching them act differently because the status or the icon of the moment. And you see a lot of that. And so that is probably the energy I'm trying to bring to this class today, which is you can look at how people roll and it's great to admire and things of that nature, but it's so damn important to stick to your DNA, right? And what you're good at. And to recognize that you need to surround yourself, whether it's your co-founder or whether it's the people that work for you. All I do is hire the people that are the opposite of me, that bring the other value, that bring me the ability to remember what the f*** that meeting was about and go make sure it happens. Whatever it may be, right?